Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the painting of the most iconic figure in the world by the most important artist of all time, talking about Leonardo da Vinci, and a painting of Christ, which sold for $450 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, David. An eye-opener for a lot of people. At one point, I think somebody first sold it for $10,000 in modern history. So people got crazy about it. You never know where these things are going to end up. One of the things I worry about with the two Rockwells that have been given by Norman Rockwell to the people of Berkshire County, and I know that the museum wants to sell them so that they can run their place. I worry that what Norman decided to do, which is to give it to everybody, is going to be closed down by the fact that a potential Arab sheik who bid by telephone will have it in their sub-basement in the palace. That's what concerns me about all of this. But hey, that's capitalism. That's the way the world works. I don't blame the people who are so infuriated about this Rockwell sale. We'll have to see what the courts have to say about it.
Well, we hear that the Senate GOP will vote on a tax plan today, Alan. Perhaps the biggest news to come from our region is that the 19th District Republican Congressman John Faso says now he will vote no.
Well, you know, as my old PhD advisor, Dr. Padilla, used to say to me, Shartok, you just better. The truth of the matter is, this is a no-brainer for him. How in the world could he vote so that people couldn't deduct their state and local taxes in New York, which is a blue state, which would be a tremendous add-on? And then you have the huge news in addition to John Faso of Senator Johnson from Wisconsin, who says that he's going to vote against it. Well, if he votes against it, they can only lose two. And Susan Collins votes against it, which one would expect since they've added health care in a sort of desperate move to get the money. Susan Collins votes against it. Why wouldn't she? She voted against it last time for exactly that reason. And then you get Lisa Murkowski. And by the way, there will be others who will say the same thing. I don't see how this thing is going to pass right now. Apparently, Donald Trump got on the phone with Johnson of Wisconsin and let him know of his displeasure about his not voting for it. And to me, looks like bye-bye.
And as the American people take all of this very seriously, how much, as you often talk about in this negotiating process, is theater?
Well, a lot is theater, because we don't really know. I mean, think about this for a second. What the Republicans have to show is that they are trying. But by adding the health care diminution to the tax bill, they had to know that they were going to get the same kind of pushback that they had when they tried it several times just on its own to revise the health care bill. And I see what you're alluding to here, David. There is a possibility that they'd rather have the issue than the victory. In other words, they'd like to say, well, we tried.
We haven't talked about this yet, but the Senate review of the ability of the president to launch nuclear weapons.
Well, it's the scariest thing of all. There are many of us who think this guy is out of control, this president, and that he has an incredibly inflammatory personality and that anything can happen at any time. That is the last guy you want as the only person with his finger on the button. Nevertheless, you got a Republican Senate, a Republican House. They want to keep what they have. They're scared to death of Trump because they're afraid that he'll primary them or his man Bannon will have them primaried. And, you know, as a result of that, you see the predicament. If they vote for nuclear sanity and to say, okay, you have to have five people who say yes or top people who say yes, but instead they're hesitant. This should go through both houses of Congress as fast as Superman. But in fact, it's not going to. They're taking their time with it. We know that they have the guts to do it. They have said in the past, both houses, when it gets really serious, have said to the president, no, you got to do something. That's not happening here. The way I see it, and it's really awful.
As we speak this morning, more accusers come out against Alabama's Roy Moore. Now we see a headline in Politico this morning, GOP leaders weigh drastic plan to salvage the seat. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his top advisors are discussing the legal feasibility of asking appointed Senator Luther Strange to resign from his seat in order to trigger a new special election.
Well, they're trying. The whole thing that Moore is saying is, you guys voted for me, and now they're trying to take it away from me. And they're trying every desperate move they possibly can. And that is true. The Republican establishment certainly liked Luther Strange. They wanted him in. They didn't want Moore in. Moore won. And there is a sense that if he gets to the Senate, they'll try to take the seat away. They won't seat him. They'll expel him. I don't know whether any of this is helping with the people of Alabama, you know, who are Moore fans. Right now, it's still neck and neck.